Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take a step forward in the great presidential adventure of 2020. It is astonishing the nature of this race, the nature of the disputes about everything, including whether we can take mail-in ballots seriously. That, of course, is also likely to come up tonight, though who knows? Chris Wallace is the only one who knows what he will steer the conversation in the direction of. I do believe that Chris Wallace may ask the president yet once again whether he will accept the verdict of the electorate if it goes against him. And he could actually do himself a lot of good, could the president of the United States? If he just said, sure, if it's clear, I just want to make sure that things are honest and above board. There is all kinds of evidence that if the election is close, there are a number of paths to the presidency for Donald J. Trump. He is running behind the polls. He's running behind in the polls in most of the swing states. The New York Times ran a piece over the weekend, and it's one of these detailed pieces, which is a fold-out with maps and charts and graphs, and it says that one path to the presidency for Donald Trump is Trump ekes it out. And I thought this was interesting, because what they're saying is, okay, let's say that he loses the big three swing states, in all of which he's running behind now, according to the polling. First of all, that could change, but let's say he does lose those three big swing states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. But he holds on to North Carolina, where I think he will almost certainly win. He holds on to Florida, where he's tied right now, according to many of the polls, and he'll probably win. He holds on to Ohio and Iowa. But he loses the big three of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Does that mean he's cooked? No, says the New York Times. Why not? Because the Trump campaign, as an insurance policy, is putting a lot of extra effort in swinging Nevada and New Hampshire. Two states that carried for Hillary Clinton last time and were incredibly close. But here's the fun part. If he carries those two states, but nothing else new, the Electoral College will be tied. It'll be 269 to 269. So what he has to do is also carry the second district of Nebraska, where, remember, Nebraska and Maine are the two states where you can get a single electoral vote by carrying a single electoral district. And right now, Biden knows he can't carry the state of Nebraska. He won't. But they're putting a lot of money into carrying the second district, which Obama did the first time that he ran. And, okay, so if President Trump carries that district in Nebraska, then he wins by one electoral vote. The vote is 270 to 268. But if, as appears entirely possible, in fact, it's certainly leaning in that direction, Joe Biden carries that one electoral vote, the Electoral College is tied 269-269. And then it goes to the House of Representatives, where, despite the Democratic majority at the moment, Republicans control 26 of the states, because each state only gets one vote. Except, guess what? It's going to be the new Congress, not the old Congress. The new Congress is installed on January 3rd. the House of Representatives would vote on January 6th. So who knows? The election is close. It's important. And it is fascinating. It is fascinating. And the idea of Amy Coney Barrett becoming sort of the quiet running mate for President Trump is certainly something that I think appeals to a lot of his supporters, and it appeals to a lot of his political strategists. Why? Well, partially because the media and some Democratic senators are liable to fall into a trap of attacking her over her Catholic faith. And for instance, this is clip 16, Jeremy. For instance, just moments after President Trump announced his choice of Judge Barrett for the Supreme Court of the United States, Nicole Wallace of MSNBC warned about the nature of her faith and why it was such a threat to the Republic. Listen.
Information came out about her time and her relationship with a Christian organization called People of Praise. Now, this is some of what we know about that group and some of what was scrutinized last time she was evaluated. Members of the group People of Praise swear a lifelong oath of loyalty called a covenant to one another and are assigned and are held accountable to a personal advisor called a head for men and a handmaid for women. The group teaches that husbands are the heads of their wives and should take authority over the family. Because of the rush that Donald Trump feels, Neil Katyal, because of the way this process is so condensed, these sorts of things become part of our coverage.
Okay, this is ridiculous. First of all, they have dropped the phrase handmaid because of the popularity of The Handmaid's Tale. And of course, they make the point that Mary, Mother of Jesus, is described as a handmaid in various biblical sources, and it's not meant to be some kind of insulting or denigrating position. And the idea that someone like Judge Barrett, who has made this amazing career, she graduated first in her class at Notre Dame, people who have worked with her talk about her really unequaled brilliance and competence and decency. If they are going to attack her because she's a member of People of Praise, which, by the way, the entire idea of People of Praise is to serve other people. It's not to persecute or prosecute or harm anybody. It's to help people, as, of course, Judge Barrett has done by adopting two. Not one, but two children who are part of her seven-child family from Haiti, which is, of course, suffered from so many disasters and misfortunes. The idea that that this is going to work for Democrats in discrediting either President Trump or Judge Barrett, I think it's extraordinarily dubious. Especially given the fact that Catholics are going to be crucial swing voters in virtually every crucial swing state, in Michigan and Wisconsin, which is heavily Catholic, in Pennsylvania, again, major Catholic population, and in Florida, where President Trump, the fact that he is tied with Joe Biden in Florida is largely a reflection of the fact that he's doing better than he did last time among Hispanics in Florida, most of whom, of course, are Catholic and will probably be somewhat sympathetic to Judge Barrett. There's also this. This Kamala Harris is not showing, as one could see, the most outstanding chops in responding to the nomination of Judge Barrett. We will get to one of the things that she said against her. And we'll also get to a Hollywood endorsement, a kind of unexpected Hollywood endorsement for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, which they received with almost obsequious gratitude. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hey, it's Greg here. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
You're listening to the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we'll be speaking, coming up to Gerald Seib, the Washington editor for the Wall Street Journal, about the latest on the debate and the basic attempt by both candidates now to sort of tamp down expectations the Trump campaign reporting that Biden had asked for breaks, the Biden campaign denying it. How do you determine which side is telling the truth on that, or does it matter? We will get to all that with Gerald Seib. Let me go first to your calls. You're free to call, particularly if you're an undecided voter and you're going to be looking for something in the debate tonight to make your decision. According to most polls, there are only about 6%. That's it, of the American people who are undecided at the moment. But if you're among them, give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. John, in Anacortes, Washington, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, Michael. Looking out of Mount Baker, beautiful out of my backyard. But my question is, there was a study by Princeton a while ago that analyzed a bunch of cities in the United States that had riots. After that, they started voting Republican. Do you think Trump has a chance to win Minnesota because of that?
There's always a chance. And I'll tell you, there are two brand new polls from Minnesota. And one is a Minneapolis Star Tribune poll conducted by Mason Dixon. And it shows Biden ahead 48-42. That's a 6-point edge. That's outside the margin of error. And then there's a USA Today poll finished on September 24th, so 5 days ago. It finds Biden leading Trump by even more, 47-40. Look, Minnesota was incredibly close last time. Hillary only won the state by 1.5%. So anything is possible. There's also a Senate race in Minnesota where one of the incumbent senators, Tina Smith, who nobody has ever heard of, is being challenged by a former talk show host and former one-term congressman, Jason Lewis. So that race could be a surprise. And, of course, it's possible that Trump could be a surprise victor there. All of the people who make these charts and graphs and maps, they show Minnesota not as a sure thing for Democrats, but as leaning Democratic. And do I believe that the riots that wrecked a large part of Minneapolis are going to push that state Republican? Do you think that the riots in Seattle are going to push our state Democratic or Republican?
No.
Pardon me?
No.
No. No, 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 neither do I. Neither do I. So
Seattle. Yeah.
So wouldn't it be nice if with a two-party system now in Albania, in most of the former Soviet Union, not in Belarus, but most other places, wouldn't it be nice if we had a two-party system in the state of Washington? Hey, greatly appreciate your call, John, and hope you enjoy watching the debates with 100 million of your best friends across the country. Kamala Harris, and this is clip number two. She was speaking in Raleigh, North Carolina. North Carolina is one of those states that's rated a toss-up. I do think in the final analysis it will almost surely be carried by President Trump, but who knows? It's tied right now. She was speaking in Raleigh, the state capital, and she made the silliest possible argument for against Judge Barrett being on the Supreme Court. Listen.
This president and his party are not interested in hearing any of the lessons from Justice Ginsburg. Already the president and his party have chosen to ignore Justice Ginsburg's final wish to hold off the nomination to replace her until after the next president is chosen. A wish, by the way, shared by the American people.
Okay, she's basing that on a poll in the New York Times where it shows that it asked people, do you think it would be better if a new member of the Supreme Court was appointed after the election? But I was sure, I don't think it means that people care that much about Justice Ginsburg's final wish. Christina Hoff Sommers made a very good point concerning this soundbite. She tweeted, "Oh, right, the final wish clause in the Constitution." There is no final wish. See, this is the irony of the situation we have right now, and why I think that the idea that Professor Calabresi of Yale has put forward is such a good idea. We should have term limits for our Supreme Court justices. 18 years, that's plenty. But see, there was an attempt, apparently, by President Obama to persuade Justice Ginsburg to retire before the election of 2016. Because in that way, she could have her wish and have her seat filled by President Barack Obama. And I think it's very likely if she resigned, and say she resigned sometime in 2015, and Barack Obama could have gotten the confirmation, he could have appointed someone like Merrick Garland if he wanted, or maybe he wanted to appoint another female, fine. But she decided not to do that. And playing this macabre game of having to decide when you resign or what happens, there are all kinds of rumors that Stephen Breyer, who is one of the remaining, he was a Clinton appointee, and he's considered to be part of the court's liberal bloc, that both Stephen Breyer and Clarence Thomas, who is in his 70s, are eager to retire. But Breyer won't do that right now because for the same reason, it would give the Republicans. Can you imagine if Breyer retired now? And for Clarence Thomas, I think he would greatly hope that Trump would be reelected, and then he could retire confident that another originalist, another textualist, would be appointed in his place. Justice Thomas, interestingly, is broadly considered now to be the most outspokenly conservative, the most stalwart believer in textualism or originalism on the court right now, and would probably continue in that position even if Judge Barrett is confirmed, as she almost certainly will be and should be. When we come back, we'll be talking to Gerald Seib about shaping debate strategy. President Trump has talked openly about going after Hunter Biden. What's the idea? Basically to get Joe Biden to lose his cool. And maybe to bring up some important issues. We will talk about that and more with Gerald Seib of the Wall Street Journal coming up on the MedVet Show. Right now, demand.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is meeting with several Republican senators on Tuesday. Vice President Mike Pence escorting Barrett to a meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and calling Barrett a woman of great character and intellect. He said he hopes Democrats will agree to a fair and respectful confirmation process, although many Democrats not even agreeing to meet with Barrett. Tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, Joe Biden and President Trump will take the stage in Cleveland for the first presidential debate. Former NBC and Fox News host Megyn Kelly on what people will be looking for.
I mean, I think you really have to watch Biden for any cognitive struggles. That's obviously what people wonder about Joe Biden. And with Trump, the biggest challenge is going to be fact-checking him on the spot because, you know, he doesn't have an adult relationship with the truth.
Kelly speaking on Inside Edition. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Gerald Seib is, without exaggeration, one of the best, if not the best, political reporters in the business. He is also the executive Washington editor for the Wall Street Journal. He's the author of the truly insightful new book, We Should Have Seen It Coming, From Reagan to Trump, A Front Row Seat to a Political Revolution. That's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Gerald, congratulations on your piece today and on finally making it alive and in one piece to this long-awaited first debate. Do you agree with the predictions that this could have a record-breaking audience of among presidential debates?
Well, first of all, the congratulations would wait until we survive the first presidential debate. But yeah, I think this might. You know, this is a very intensely watched presidential race. And in the polling that we do, the Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, we have found at this point a higher level of voter interest in the election than we've seen since 2008, just before Barack Obama was elected. And we're now seeing that level of interest in September. It's not even October, much less November yet. So there is a lot of interest. People are locked in on this race. And while a lot of people are also locked in on who they're going to support and say the debate isn't going to change their mind one way or the other, I think the interest level is very high. And so, yeah, I think you're going to have a record number of voters this year, and that probably translates into record numbers of people watching the debates.
I have, in my the bad old days, when years ago I worked as a political consultant speechwriter, I participated in debate prep, not for a presidential candidate, but for senatorial candidates, gubernatorial candidates, more. And one of the things that we always focused on is something that you touch on in your column, which is basically you have to have one message and then hit that message again and again and again. And it's a somewhat basic message, which is the rationale for your campaign. Do you agree with that? And I think you do, based on your column. And what should be the message that President Trump tries to convey and that Vice President Biden should try to convey?
Well, you know, weirdly, each of these two candidates wants the election to be a referendum on the other guy. I think Donald Trump wants people to look at Joe Biden and say, I don't want that guy to be my president for the next 4 years, and vice versa. Joe Biden wants people to look at President Trump and say, 4 years is enough. I don't want four more years of this. They want the other guy to be the subject, and I think that's the message that they'll structure. And I think the president's message is going to be more about Joe Biden than about himself. It's going to be, you can't trust the Democrats. Joe Biden is too old and weak to be president, and he can't control his own party, the left wing of his own party. And I think the Joe Biden message is going to be, Donald Trump has failed you. His failed leadership during the coronavirus pandemic is an illustration, a metaphor for that. As he said in his very first video when he announced his candidacy, the soul of the nation is on the ballot this year. The character of the nation is on the ballot, and that's how you should vote. So if you distill the messages, I think that's basically what you're going to get.
Okay, as expected, and again, the president even talked about it, if the president goes after Joe Biden in a very personal way, for instance, bringing up his son Hunter and his son's business involvements, we spoke earlier today to Corey Lewandowski, who thought it was entirely possible and appropriate, Corey thought, former campaign manager of President Trump, that President Trump would bring up Tara Reid and her charges of assault against Joe Biden. How should Joe Biden respond if he's hit on that personal level?
Well, first of all, I think you've seen the level of personal attack that's likely to come in the fact that the president has, even before the debate's begun, demanded a drug test to see what drugs Joe Biden is on. So if that's the starting point, this could go way downhill from there, I would say. Look, if Tara Reid comes up, I think he can either A, throw back women who've accused the president of sexual assault against him back at the president, or B, say, as he's wont to do sometimes, oh, come on, that's not serious. We're not going to relive something 25 years ago when the future of the country's on the line, are we? So I don't know which path he would take. I also think that's a fairly perilous route for the president to pursue, but Corey Lewandowski, you know better than me whether that's likely or not.
And in terms of President Trump, how is he likely, when Joe Biden says, hey, I don't want to raise the American people's taxes, ordinary people, but I sure want you to pay more in taxes, and brings up the revelations from the New York Times, how should President Trump respond?
Well, that's an interesting question. I've been thinking about that, and I think there are two possibilities, and I really don't know which one he's going to use. The first possibility is he says, it's all bogus, I paid millions of dollars in taxes, I followed the law, and by millions of dollars in taxes he may mean Social Security, Medicare, state taxes, other kinds of taxes, not income taxes, and simply say, it's a nothing burger. Or he could say, yeah, sure, I kept my tax bill low legally, I used every route in the tax code available to me. That's what every taxpayer should do. And by the way, because I'm so good at that, I understand the system, and if you can play the system as well as I do, you're the best person to be in charge of and to fix the system. And that's an argument he used sometimes in the 2016 campaign, and maybe that's what he'll say. I suppose the third option is he will do what he's very good at, which is simply change the subject. You know, he's a master at taking a question on X and turning it into an answer on Y, and maybe that's the path he'll take. I think it's intriguing that often the president kind of tips his hand on how he's going to handle a subject. I don't think he's done that on the tax returns question, so it'll be really fascinating to see.
If Joe Biden looks sleepy, tired, fumbling for words, incoherent at times, is that it for his campaign, or could he make a comeback?
Well, it's a good question. I think that is, in many ways, the key question. You know, I wrote a column a few weeks ago saying the first 30 minutes of this debate are crucial because that's the first impression people will have of Joe Biden to stack up against the Trump campaign, that he's too old, too weak, too mentally frail to be president. He has to dispel that notion fairly quickly. You know, one possibility is that if he does that, you know, as much as Ronald Reagan dispelled the doubts about him, about himself, to wavering voters in the one debate in 1980, people might rush to his side. There are a lot of people who don't want to vote for President Trump necessarily, but might do it anyway because they think they can't trust Joe Biden and the Democrats. If he can persuade them otherwise, you could open a floodgate At the same time, could he recover from a bad performance tonight? Yeah, I suppose, but, you know, those are difficult things. Yeah. I think back to the 2012 campaign when Barack Obama did not have a particularly good first debate against Mitt Romney, but came back and basically erased the doubts that he had created at the first debate in the second debate. So it depends a little bit on the attention span of the American public and how much, you know, first impressions or lasting impressions.
Gerald, in terms of any surprise questions that you might anticipate from Chris Wallace, you want to hazard a guess?
Well, you know, I think the first thing to say is that Chris has been pretty good about laying out the precise subjects he intends to cover, and so in a way that's a kind of a no surprises approach. Whether he sticks to that or not, I don't know. But when you ask about surprise questions, I think back to another Fox News moderator in a debate in 2016, the first Republican presidential debate, the first Republican primary debate, when his first question, Brett Baer's, was who on this stage will not promise to support the ultimate Republican nominee, regardless of who it is, and only Donald Trump's hand went up. And that was certainly a surprise question, and it told you an awful lot about the Trump campaign to come. I would think maybe in this case, Chris might ask a similar question about who will promise to support the winner of this election and accept the outcome of the election and see what happens.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was thinking as well, because there's been so much discussion about that and so many columns about the end of the republic and fighting in the streets, which we hope to avoid. One good way of avoiding it is getting the perspective of Gerald Seib, expressed in his book, We Should Have Seen It Coming, From Reagan to Trump, A Front Row Seat at a Political Revolution. And the next chapter in that revolution, we'll talk about it coming up on The Medved Show. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Medved Show, you should go to our website at michaelmedved.com, and no obligation at all, just click on the banner for Our Crowd. Our Crowd is a great and wide open investment group that has done spectacularly well getting behind Israeli high tech, which honestly has made a huge difference in Israel's economy and the world's economy. Check it out. There is no obligation, none at all. You can sign up for all this information. Just go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Our Crowd banner, and find out about this truly exciting opportunity, which has benefited thousands, literally thousands of Americans. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. And yes, full disclosure, my brother Jonathan Medved is the founder and principal of Our Crowd, and he does a phenomenal job. Okay, speaking of doing a phenomenal job, there is a new survey. When you talk about a coming political revolution, which is, I think it should be extremely disquieting to conservatives. And it's a Gallup poll, and the headline for the Gallup poll is New High, 54% Want Government to Solve More Problems in the U.S. And yeah, here's what it shows, and you can look at the graph here, is that all of a sudden, you're up at 54%, just shot up from 47%, a huge increase between 2019 and 2020 of the people who want the government to do more. The question people were asked were, some people think the government is trying to do too many things that should be left to individuals and businesses. Others think that government should do more to solve our country's problems, which comes closer to your own view. And it used to be that a plurality of people thought, no, we want government to do less. We think government does too many things, not anymore, because the number of people who think we should leave more to individuals is down by 8 points. And the number of people who think that we want government to do more is now up by 7 points. What's that about? It seems to me that's all about the pandemic, is that it's very, very tough to look at the pandemic and not to see that there is a very necessary government role here. And it's a government role at the federal level first, but also at the state and local level. The other disturbing thing in this survey is that the percentage of people who want government to do more hasn't really changed among Republicans, but it's shot up to 83% among Democrats who want government to do more, and some 56% among independents. That's a big change. And it is worth trying to keep in mind. When it comes to the drinking game tonight, there's the Washingtonian magazine has published Washingtonians 2020 presidential drinking game, night one. And it says, before it starts, everyone shotgun a beer. You'll need it. Loser has to lip sync to Christina Aguilera's infamous rendition of the Star Spangled Banner to kick off the festivities, God Bless America. And then it says, you take a sip every time Trump says huge, every time Trump says China, meaning China, every time Trump talks about his admiration for any totalitarian world leader, makes any false claims related to coronavirus and our pandemic response, complains about mysterious voter fraud, accuses Biden of wanting to defund the police. And then it says also take a sip whenever Biden uses a malapropism, if you're going to get soused, says folks, references the middle class, starts a sentence with look, tells a story about some average Joe worker he met on the campaign trail that could easily be fabricated, or claims he's going to end systemic racism and fails to explain how. They should add to that every time Joe Biden says, here's the deal. Because often you can tell when he's trying to gather his thoughts, Joe Biden says, here's the deal. And that gives him a few moments to get the words together. And they say that you should also chug, when Biden uses Obama's record as evidence of his own capabilities as a leader, or two, you can no longer follow what Trump is arguing. And it says, take a shot or finish your drink if Biden's eye starts bleeding. It happened once, it can happen again. It's a terrible thought. Or Trump describes his financial records and history with the IRS as perfect. Some of these are likely to happen. And the key thing about this election and where we are in this is there's a fascinating piece in the Wall Street Journal. Again, this is not an anti-Trump source. It's a pro-Trump source. But what they say is a very, very crucial difference between this time when Hillary Clinton, this time when Biden has been leading all year. Since January, Biden has been leading in trial heats with Trump. And it was true that in 2016, Hillary was leading the whole time. But there's one difference, which is the number of undecideds who were much higher under Hillary Clinton when she was the nominee than they are now. People are much more decided on this election. And one of the reasons for that is because there are no major third-party candidates or fourth-party candidates. I don't even remember who the Libertarian candidate is. I know there is one there, but nobody knows who it is. Last time you had a former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson, who was running with a former governor of Massachusetts, both Republicans, former Republicans, and they ended up getting 3% of the vote. But here is an astonishing difference, and the Wall Street Journal brings it up. Mrs. Clinton's leads during the same period of 2016 were much smaller. She had a lead at this point in the campaign of 2.4%. Biden's lead, according to the average of polls, is 7%. But there's this. This year, if you count all the voters who say they're going to vote for a third or fourth or fifth party candidate together with the ones who say they're undecided, it totals 9%. At this time, last time, 4 years ago, the number of people who were either planning to vote third or fourth party or were undecided was 24%. So people have much more made up their minds. I think partially because they know what a Trump administration looks like. President Trump is no longer the new kid on the block. He's no longer the brash outsider. You could say, well, he's still an outsider. He's still battling against the swamp. But again, when people are looking at a choice here, basically you're going to be giving people a choice of more of the same that we've had in the last 4 years, or what Joe Biden at least began by promising and may not be able to deliver in any sense, is going back to the good old days of Obama-Biden. Now, the problem with that, of course, is that, first of all, there are a lot of people who don't think it was such good old days under Obama, who never voted for Obama, like me, and don't think that Obama was a model president. And the other problem is that does Joe Biden look like he is strong enough or clear enough or forceful enough to hold off some of the radicals who are increasingly vocal in his party? When you have people basically rioting every single night in Portland, Oregon, causing demonstrations around the country, burning American flags, knocking down statues, wanting to erase our history, that is going to take some strength to stand up against. And the question that people are going to be asking, I think, in the debates tonight is, does Joe Biden have that strength? There's some liberal advice about how he can display it. We will get to that and much more. Looking forward to a fateful encounter in Cleveland, the debate tonight in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
This is Michael.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.